由2018年苏利士议会通过成立市警，以取代加拿大皇家骑警，去到卑斯省批准计划。经历法律争拗同省府多次介入之后，苏利士警在2024年11月29号正式成为苏利士的管辖警察。苏利士警警察局长 Nam Lipinski 接受本台专访的时候，形容当日午夜接管警务工作一刻令人兴奋。苏里皇家骑警同苏利士警的过渡目前一切顺利，双方正是转移文件同工作職能。
We are transitioning files, we are transitioning job functions, and so we have a plan, and the RCMP and the Surrey Police Service are working together on the plan, and it is going very well.
不过苏利士警最初只会在 Raleigh 和 Newton 区执勤，预料今年初才会扩展服务至南苏利区。 Lipinski 说他们的目标是在两年半至三年内完成整个过渡，主要原因是他们仍然要请多300名警务人员和进行培训，才能够被调派到前线执勤。与此同时，苏利皇家骑警亦都需要时间将他们300名骑警警员调派到其他包括是低陆平原以外乃至其他省份司法管辖区工作，当中涉及搬迁等工作，因此不论骑警抑或市警都需要时间进行过渡。
So between our hiring and training and deploying and the RCMP moving people sometimes throughout the province, sometimes throughout Canada, it takes a little bit time for all that to settle. So but we do have a plan and the RCMP have a plan for demobilizing.And we are working according to the plan.
Lipinski 强调，呢个系本国历史上最大嘅警务过渡，要将唔同嘅计划整合起嚟，同三级政府合作，各持份者有唔同嘅工作程序同时间，并最终达成共识，成为咗今次过渡工作最大挑战。
One has to be patient. One has to be, of course, careful in planning. One has to be flexible.In trying to make this transition work and put something down on paper to have a plan. So it's really getting together. Nobody's done this before. There is no manual. And here we are. We're going to make this work. And we did.
他又说在过渡期间必须要保持耐性，灵活制定和配合不同计划。加拿大中文电台记者王毅谦报道。